You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also, Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." I want to believe that you know that Jesus Christ is our high priest. And we are not just saying that like it's honorary high priest. No, actual high priest. Now, the high priest, which started with Aaron, whom God chose to be high priest. This scripture is showing us that Aaron did not rise up and say, "I will be the high priest." It was God that chose Aaron. Now, Aaron was serving in a physical tabernacle that was built by Moses. But the intention of God is to have a high priest that will be in the real tabernacle that was revealed to Moses. When Moses was on the mount, God showed him heaven and showed him a tabernacle in heaven. And God told Moses, "Go and build on earth physically what you see like this." But all of that tabernacle, it was just a shadow. The reality is in Christ. There is a real tabernacle in heaven. In fact, in the book of Revelation, we saw when that tabernacle that Moses saw, when it was revealed. So that tabernacle also needs a high priest. So God chose Jesus to be high priest. Now, you know, when Jesus came, he didn't go to the temple to now be dragging high priest to whoever was the high priest at that time. Did you know that they took Jesus before the high priest? And what that high priest didn't know that Jesus had even become an high priest to him. But you see, Jesus didn't struggle. There is a lesson for us here in verse 5. So the Bible says, "So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest." He didn't put himself forward. He didn't say, "Well, I have come, I'm the real high priest." He did not glorify himself. Please, brethren, as a Christian, never do anything to glorify yourself. It is not in us to glorify ourselves. It is God that must be glorified, and it is only God that can glorify us. We must never glorify ourselves. Wherever you see men fighting for leadership position in the church, they are men who glorifies themselves. There is no fight for leadership, for position in the body of Christ. If our master Jesus did not glorify himself, did not say, "I am the one. I'm the one. I must be here. I'm qualified to be here." If Jesus didn't do that, who are we to do that? To the point that we could even take each other to court and be fighting and say, "I'm the bishop, I'm the prelate, I'm the this, I should be the general overseer, it's not this person." And you are angry that they didn't make you choir master. You are angry they didn't make you prayer coordinator. You are angry that you are not the chief usher. You want to glorify yourself. It is God that glorifies. It is not man. Jesus, if he had glorified himself, he would have been worthy of it. But he did not do it. He did not take it upon himself. He waited until God now said, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." And then in verses he says, as he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Jesus waited until God made him the high priest. He didn't go to take it by force. He didn't take that honor on himself. He didn't feel that since he is going to be the high priest, let him just go and hijack it. He never did that. He waited on God. Brethren, don't glorify yourself, even in little things, in any little way. You know, in preaching, I realized that if one is not careful, you will be saying things that glorifies you and you won't know. We have not been called to glorify ourselves. We have been called to glorify Jesus. We have been called to glorify our Father in heaven, not ourselves in any way. It's a dangerous preaching when a man is always speaking about himself, always speaking of how wonderful, how great he is. That man has left the gospel. That man is now an agent of darkness. He's now satanic. But sometimes you are even still praising him as a great man of God. We must do nothing to glorify ourselves. All we must seek every day, as Jesus did in John chapter 17 verse 4, he said, I have glorified thee on earth. He didn't say, I have glorified myself. I pray that our lives will glorify our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.